He was one of rock's greatest, most influential, and wildest drummers. And his excesses caught up to him on this date, September 25th, 1980, when Led Zeppelin's John Bonham died at the age of 32. We're looking back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox. After many delays, what would become Led Zeppelin's final album, In Through the Outdoor, had been released just a year earlier, and the band was together rehearsing at Jimmy Page's home for an upcoming U.S. tour. John Bonham had begun drinking early in the day and continuing far into the evening. After the day's rehearsals were done, his personal assistant and Jimmy Page's assistant brought him to bed where he passed out. When Led Zeppelin's road manager and John Paul Jones tried to stir him awake the next afternoon, they knew something was wrong immediately. They couldn't locate a pulse and an ambulance was called, but John Bonham was never revived. After the inquest into his death was ruled accidental, it was determined he had consumed 40 shots of vodka within 12 hours. His death would effectively end Led Zeppelin. They issued a statement in December that they would not continue as a band without their drummer, and aside from a few charity shows, they've kept their word. Playing on the drums for most of those gigs was John Bonham's son, Jason. A life tragically cut short and an end to one of the greatest bands of all time when Led Zeppelin's drummer John Bonham died at the age of 32 on this date, September 25th, 1980, as we looked back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox.